Dan Novak.
This is VOA News. In Washington, I'm Jeff Custer. Russian officials are claiming Ukrainian military saboteurs have launched an attack across the border, wounding three people in a small Russian town. Kyiv officials have denied any link with the group and blame the fighting on a revolt by disgruntled Russians against the Kremlin. Reporting from Kyiv, correspondent Anna Chernikova told VOA's Flashpoint program what she knows about the group that claims to be former Russian army recruits.
So, and the latest what we have from this Russian Legion, which is involved in this actions, so the Legion Free Russia, they announced that they are creating a demilitarized zone in Belgorod region, from where Russians would not be able to shell the territory of Ukraine. And they said that for the future, they are moving to free the whole Russia from Putin dictatorship in order to stop the war.
Neither of the events could be independent, or versions of the events could be independently verified. As part of NATO's massive spring storm exercise, dozens of British Royal Marines landed on the beach on the northern coast of Estonia this past weekend to test the ability of allies to rapidly deploy reinforcements to NATO forces in Estonia. The spring storm is the largest annual military exercise in Estonia, involving around 14,000 personnel from 11 NATO allies and partners. Commenting on the exercises, Estonia Defense Minister Hanno Pevkur said the war in Ukraine was a wake-up call for all NATO allies, especially those in Eastern Europe.
Is exactly why, and this is exactly why Estonia has increased our defense spending to 3%. Next year, actually, it will be even 3.2. So this is exactly what we are doing, and this is exactly why we, you know, advocate also for that the other countries have to do the same, because, you know, Russia as a threat will never go away.
This is the